Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Syrah Resources Equity Capital Raising presentation. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sean Werner, Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for dialing in to today's call. With me on the call, I have Stephen Wells, our Chief Financial Officer, and Christian Stella, our GM of Business Development and Investor Relations. We'll be talking through our equity capital raising and convertible note deed release that we made to the ASX this morning, which allows Syrah to maintain momentum toward becoming the major vertically integrated natural graphite anode supplier to ex-Asia markets. Importantly, the funding package outlined in today's release also provides Syrah the option to access further liquidity via the proposed issue of convertible notes to maintain a very flexible approach to managing a restart decision at Balama, to ensure that this is done in an orderly manner with timing and ramp up in line with prevailing market demand. The proposed convertible notes provide Syrah with the option to access funds through the course of the first half of 2021, if required, to support a Balama restart decision with the issue of the notes at Syrah's discretion. Turning now to the presentation we released today, and I'll start on slide 6, transaction overview. Here we outline the details of the funding package, which is made up of an underwritten placement of 56 million Australian dollars, around 42 million US dollars, and a share purchase plan capped at 12 million Australian dollars, around 9 million US. In addition to the placement and the SPP, the company has reached agreement with its largest shareholder, Australian Super, to subscribe for two convertible notes in addition to the existing convertible note held by Australian Super. These proposed additional Series 2 and Series 3 notes, each of 28 million Australian dollars, around 21 million US value, can be issued at Syrah's election, one being available for issue by Syrah up to the 31st of March next year, and the other being available for issue up to the 30th of June next year. Pending shareholder approval, the option to issue these convertible notes will provide a flexible source of liquidity to manage a Balama restart decision. I'll move to slide 7 to talk in a bit more detail about the use of funds. Around 23 million Australian dollars of proceeds from the placement and SPP will be used to progress towards a final investment decision for the construction of a 10,000 tonne per annum active anode material plant at Vidalia during the second half of 2021, subject to end customer commitments or potential strategic or financial partnerships. Specifically, the funds will be used as follows. Around $1 million Australian for completion of front-end engineering for expansion of the existing plant at Vidalia's 10,000 tonnes production capacity. Around 13 million Australian dollars to fully fund detailed design after completion of front-end engineering. Around 7 million Australian dollars for the ongoing operation of the existing Vidalia asset base through 2021 in support of our product qualification efforts and market entry. And around 2 million Australian dollars for ongoing technical product development through 2021. These are all critical activities to progress the company's strategy to become a fully integrated producer of natural graphite anode material to service the ex-Asia markets. The balance of proceeds from the placement and the SPP not used to progress Vidalia will provide liquidity support to manage the timing of a Balama restart decision, subject to the natural graphite market conditions, as well as providing funds for general corporate purposes. Positive leading market indicators have been observed through the second half of this year, 2020, and specifically EV sales growth and increased government policy support for decarbonisation of the transport sector are evident. While a continuation of these trends is expected to lead to a restart at Balama, the timing around that restart remains uncertain. The option to access around 28 million Australian dollars prior to the 31st of March 2021 from the Series 2 note and another $28 million prior to the 30th of June 2021 provides us with optionality to manage the timing of a Bulama restart decision in line with prevailing market conditions. Overall, this funding package provides the depth and flexibility of financing to fund work streams required to progress our downstream strategy and to manage a Bulama restart decision for a range of market scenarios. I'll move to slide 9 now to provide some additional comments on the current business context. We were really excited to update investors on the outcomes of our bankable feasibility study for Vidalia earlier this month, which confirmed a strong business case for large-scale natural graphite active anode material production. The completion of the study is a significant de-risking milestone for the progression of the project and will allow for a further phase of discussions on project development to progress with potential offtake partners and financiers. We continue to produce active anode material from toll treatment of precursor material produced at Vidalia, and by the first quarter of 2021, we're progressing the installation of a first commercial scale furnace at Vidalia to provide full on-site capability to produce active anode material at Vidalia itself. The completion of the BFS, the production of material for testing with potential customers, and ongoing product development work, combined with an increased focus by government and supply chains on critical raw material security and localisation, has meant that our engagement with potential customers, potential strategic partners, and government has never been stronger. Moving across to Bulama, where production was temporarily suspended in March 2020 due to COVID-19 impacts from travel restrictions and lower end user demand for natural graphite in our key markets. With a cost restructure implemented at Bulama to preserve cash during the period of temporary production suspension and the completion of a structural cost adjustment program supporting a lower C1 cost upon restart, and with the operating and marketing capability retained, we anticipate being able to restart production within 2 to 3 months of making a restart decision. EV sales growth during the second half of this year and ongoing government policy support for transport sector decarbonisation are positive leading indicators for natural graphite demand. Although the market's not yet been supportive of a Bulama restart decision, continuation of these trends will likely lead to a Bulama restart. The funding package announced today provides CIRA with the flexibility to take a disciplined approach on restart decision at Bulama, with a decision to be made only when market conditions are supportive of doing so and sustaining the operation through a ramp-up period. As a management team, we also remain very focused on the long-term optionality of the Tier 1 nature of the asset we have at Bulama, with the option of processing vanadium, which would otherwise report to tailings to be progressed post-successful restart of Bulama. Moving on to slide 10. For those that are not as familiar with our story, I'd like to zoom out a little bit and provide some higher level overview of CIRA's shareholder value proposition. The trend towards the decarbonisation of the transport sector continues to gain momentum rapidly. As the mass adoption of EVs occurs globally, graphite will continue to be used as the primary anode material, despite considerable market commentary about the potential long-term substitution. We continue to observe urgency from policymakers to support the transport sector transition to EVs and to secure the strategic and critical battery minerals required as mass adoption of EVs occurs. The profile of graphite as a strategic critical raw material is growing, and this is not surprising given that graphite is among the highest intensity of use materials by mass of any active battery material, and the anode supply chain is currently 100% reliant on China. The lack of supply diversification that exists today has the potential to severely impede the entire value chain's expansion. Bulama remains the best global natural graphite resource on many parameters. Our capital is sunk, operations, sales and logistics infrastructure is in place, and its product mix is well suited to supply the growing battery market and has been accepted by a global customer base over a significant period of time. And this uniquely positions Bulama to capitalise on the wave of demand to come for battery minerals. As the EV market returns to growth, it can be tempting to get caught up in the momentum around long-term options or pre-development projects, but it's our view that China and Balama can sustainably supply the majority of natural graphite needs of the anode supply chain for a number of years to come, and that downstream development of the Vidalia anode production facility is a critical plank in diversification of supply for the global automotive supply chain. Our recently announced bankable feasibility study for Vidalia outlines strong economics for large-scale natural graphite active anode material production at the Vidalia facility, and that's an important milestone for us in our ongoing market interaction as we progress towards the target of becoming the first major-scale, fully vertically integrated producer of natural graphite anode material outside China. What we're building out from an already installed base at Vidalia integrates the mine pit at Balama all the way through to active anode material used in the battery manufacturing stage. We view our operation in Vidalia as the most progressed option for US customers for a high volume, localized and ESG verifiable source of natural graphite anode supply. Attributes that are becoming increasingly important both tactically and strategically for governments, battery manufacturers and automakers. Based on our supply chain interactions, ESG is becoming a topic of increased focus and urgency amongst our potential customers. And on slide 11, we show an overview of our ESG profile. We believe that Syrah is really well positioned to demonstrate the sustainability credentials required as battery raw material supply comes under increased scrutiny. Firstly, we see superior environmental credentials of natural graphite versus synthetic graphite. And secondly, as a company, we've implemented best practice environmental, social and governance standards at Balama, at Vidalia and across the group more broadly, for which we've received significant external recognition. Importantly, Balama supply, vertically integrated with anode production at Vidalia, will provide a source of anode supply that's 100% verifiable back up the supply chain, something that's currently challenging for ex-China battery and auto manufacturers. It's difficult at the moment for consumers to get fully comfortable with the social, environmental and governance credentials of some existing production, and we believe that Syrah can provide a clear solution to that problem through a specifically designed and highly automated plant, neutralised non-hazardous byproduct streams, all in compliance with stringent environmental regulations in the US. Moving on to slide 12, shows our fundamental leading indicator around the restart at Balama, which is electric vehicle sales. So far, the second half of 2020 is marking a strong return to growth in EV sales globally. Sales have grown by around 85% in the second half year to date versus the same period a year ago, which contrasts to the sales decline of 17% year on year in the first half of 2020. It's noted that there's some base effect in these numbers as EV production in China declined in the second half of 2019 as subsidy reductions were implemented. But overall, it's really encouraging to see the strong momentum swinging back to growth in this market. Particularly pleasing is that a large portion of the growth is developing ex-China, accounting for approximately half the growth in the third quarter of this year. Up to 2019, EV sales growth was primarily a China-led story, and it's clear that global growth in other markets is accelerating, and that drives a broadening of downstream market demand. In the context of a potential Balama restart decision, we're very focused on the immediate term market conditions, but it's also worth zooming out a bit and looking at the big picture that's ahead of us. On slide 13, we outline battery demand and EV demand forecasts from Bloomberg New Energy Finance. And to some extent, it doesn't really matter whose forecast you look at the moment. It's generally accepted that the decarbonisation of the transport sector is likely to lead to a wave of battery demand and battery raw materials demand, and we are only at the very early stages of this journey. Although it's often lower profile than cathode active materials, graphite's high intensity of use by weight for battery chemistries used in EVs, as shown on slide 14, means that graphite will have an important role to play in the decarbonisation of the transport sector and the adoption of lithium-ion batteries in electric vehicles. Product development will occur over time, but our market interactions indicate a build-out of baseload lithium-ion battery and EV manufacturing capacity that is based on proven and cost-effective graphite-based technologies. Not only is graphite a significant portion by mass of the active anode material used in a battery, but we expect it to remain so as the market grows. Slide 15 outlines how the role of graphite as an active material is forecast to grow by Benchmark Minerals Intelligence, and that graphite will remain a key material in lithium-ion batteries for the foreseeable future in a strongly growing market. There's mixed views propagated in the market regarding the relative usage of synthetic and natural graphite in future, but our interactions with end users outside China indicate a broad view that natural graphite consumption will increase compared to synthetic graphite, noting that there'll be demand for blending of both materials into the future. I'm going to take the opportunity now to hand over to Steve, who'll talk a little bit about our ongoing government focus on interaction and the government's focuses on critical mineral supply. Steve?
Thanks, Sean, and good morning, everyone. The next two slides highlight the importance of CIRA in the context of a global supply chain for natural graphite, which has the attention of customers and also governments as the move towards EVs and energy storage gains momentum globally. On slide 16, we highlight a number of global government initiatives from all major geographies, which have broad support across the political spectrum. Two categories are particularly evident: support for EV adoption and support for securing critical minerals supply. Policy announcements towards the decarbonisation of the transport sector are a regular theme across a number of geographies, whether they are in support of EV adoption, specifically through incentives, including low or no taxes, or even free parking, or disincentivising the use or purchase of fossil fuel vehicles. Most recently, Japan has become the latest nation to indicate it will cease sales of fossil fuel vehicles from 2035, as it favours electric vehicles and hybrids. This follows similar announcements in the UK, who last month moved up its target to ban sales of new gasoline and diesel cars by 5 years to 2030, as well as announcements in Canada, Germany, China, and a number of states in the USA. We also understand the EU may announce further restrictions on internal combustion engines later this month. Moving on to the support for critical minerals, which is the other policy area, governments globally recognise the importance of a range of minerals to their economic and security policy objectives, and graphite features prominently on those lists across many countries. In particular, the importance of graphite to lithium-ion batteries and these government policy objectives is increasingly well understood, as are the characteristics of the natural graphite supply chain and current reliance on China for this material and downstream products. Given the location of our Vidalia facility, I'll talk to the US critical minerals approach specifically. To emphasize the importance of graphite within the broader critical minerals landscape, on September the 30th, the US president signed an executive order and declared a national emergency in relation to critical minerals. The European Commission released a document, Critical Raw Materials Resilience, charting a path towards greater security and sustainability, which includes graphite as a critical raw material. We continue to engage on this theme with governments, automakers, and other battery supply chain participants who have all indicated increased focus on the benefits of localized supply chains and supply security of critical battery minerals, as well as CIRA's unique position in the natural graphite supply chain. Moving to slide 17, and the reason for this government policy and commercial focus on supply chain security is highlighted here. As I mentioned, governments and the supply chain recognise the strategic importance of battery raw material supply, and the natural graphite anode supply chain is almost exclusively reliant on a single country, China, for supply continuity across all aspects of the supply chain. This reliance was highlighted earlier this year by global disruption caused by the spread of COVID-19, which highlighted Europe and US reliance on China for the supply of lithium-ion battery materials and processing, focusing attention on this strategic supply chain within the supply chain itself and at the government level. As the charts demonstrate, we see Europe and the USA as significantly underinvested in anode supply chain capacity. This is clearly an unsustainable position as the USA and Europe rapidly expand their battery manufacturing and EV production capacities. However, without short-term action and the ongoing development of projects like Syrah's Vidalia plant, Europe and the USA risk exacerbating their current lack of independence in the battery supply chain. This is not a negative comment regarding Chinese industry participants who are advancing capacity extremely quickly and are critical for the ongoing global penetration of EVs. Syrah has enormous respect for China's development, but we also recognise that there is ample room for us to coexist in the developing market, as Syrah seeks to provide a complementary alternative source to allow automakers and battery manufacturers increase confidence through multiple sources of anode supply. I'll now pass back to Sean to cover how Syrah's Vidalia facility fits within the context of this global supply chain that I've just talked about. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Steve. Moving on to slide 18. Clearly, our initial focus is to supply the US market with anode material from Vidalia, but we also see potential for Syrah to export from the US, with the growing European market a clear target. Providing ex-China EV and battery manufacturers with an alternate and complementary source of anode material versus existing sources is something that is valued highly in our interactions with potential customers. From slide 19 in the presentation we released this morning, we provide some detail on our current progress at Vidalia and Ballana. And I won't talk to every slide here, but rather reiterate some key points that I've touched on in my opening comments in relation to each operation. Regarding our downstream strategy and our progress at Vidalia, the release of the bankable feasibility study confirms a strong business case for Syrah's natural graphite active anode material production at the Vidalia facility in the US. Completion of the BFS allows another phase of commercial discussions for project development to progress with potential offtake partners and financiers. We've immediately commenced front-end engineering and design for an initial 10,000-tonne active anode material facility at Vidalia in Q1-21, with detailed design to follow from there. The BFS also considers a 40,000-tonne capacity case, demonstrating the economic benefits of scaling production. And it's worth noting that we believe through this design strategy that scalability in 10,000-tonne modules is workable. The Vidalia project is commercially attractive and it's unique, and it really leverages our integrated position, our scale, and importantly, our progress to date. And it gives us further impetus for customer, government, and funding discussions. We've done the scale-up work in the industry from the mining perspective and now at Vidalia, and it just hasn't been done elsewhere outside China. We know that this takes time, and we also know that we learn through the process. And we've shown that both with Ballana and Vidalia, that for all of the good direction that lab and pilot work provides, there is a long road ahead of potentially following sources of supply in scaling up to commercial production. Vidalia's commercial scale design integrates a proven large-scale process with automated and highly controlled equipment for a product range which we know has already performed very well, all of which provides a positively differentiated ESG position for the facility. And most importantly, we've also undertaken deep work on a realistic CapEx and OpEx position for operating the facility, and that provides a very competitive position against the current Chinese cost base, which is incidentally at historic lows. We believe we can achieve a very competitive level of around $3,150 a tonne for active anode material out of the 10,000 tonne facility, and a cost level of around $2,700 a tonne for the 40,000 tonne capacity case. The project steps from here are really reliant on customer interaction. The study provides a really strong base to work from, and in conjunction with our product qualification testing processes that are in place and underway, this positions us really well for strategic cooperation discussions and offtake. Moving on to Bulama, in slide 26 of the presentation we released this morning, we show an aerial view of the processing plant at Bulama. And I want to again stress by including that slide the significance of the sunk capital asset base at Bulama. This is the graphite operation capable of providing the baseload raw material for anode material into the growing battery market. We've been mining the resource at Bulama since first production at the end of 2017, up to the point where we suspended production earlier this year due to the impacts of COVID-19. This is a tier one operation with over 50 years of mine life based on the existing reserve, with industry leading open pitable grade of 16% total graphitic carbon. And it's worth noting that the ore body has presented as expected since mining commenced. Beyond the existing reserve, there's an enormous resource base of 1.4 billion tonnes at 10% TGC. The photo provides some perspective on the scale of the processing plant operation at Bulama. It's the biggest integrated mine and concentrator globally, with the capability to produce up to 350,000 tonnes of graphite concentrate per annum. And it's the only operation outside of China capable of meeting the expected pace of end user demand growth from EVs over the coming years. In 2019, we sold around 163,000 tonnes globally, and we estimate that of that, about 110,000 tonnes of fines natural graphite made its way into the lithium ion battery supply chain. And that's around a third of what was consumed in that supply chain in 2019. As we noted earlier, recent EV sales growth is really encouraging, and we continue to see that that growth flow through to improved natural graphite demand and pricing. And as that continues, we are ready to restart Bulama within 2 to 3 months of making a restart decision. So just to make some closing comments, as we look forward, there are three key factors that underpin our optimism about the times ahead. Firstly, electric vehicle growth will see the anode material market grow by 10 times over the next decade, with the required total natural graphite market supply needing to triple to satisfy that demand. Syrah's Bulama asset has demonstrated high quality and high volume as the largest integrated global producer of natural graphite in 2019 at only 50% capacity utilisation. And we remain on track to pick up that mantle upon improved demand. Thirdly, our Bedalia material, active anode material operation is a strategically important progression, and it's gaining momentum in market interaction and government profile as product becomes available and the BFS is better understood. So through Bulama and Bedalia, Syrah provides clear near-term equity exposure to the US and European active anode material market growth that's being driven by electric vehicle manufacturing and sales. The high performance production at Bulama and large scale downstream project at Bedalia provide the nearest term ability to take advantage of both the China market growth and ex-China market development. And this is what fundamentally differentiates us from both existing producers and development projects, as we remain absolutely focused on building shareholder value from the base we have in place. The transaction we're outlining today provides both growth focus to progress design at Bedalia to an investment decision and sufficient support for managing the optimal timing of the restart of Bulama to ensure that it's undertaken in a sustainable manner. And we look forward to working with the supply chain, with governments and other industry participants as we take these steps forward. And with that, I'll move to any questions that we have. Thank you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. We'll now pause momentarily if anyone wishes to register. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Verner.
Okay, thank you very much for the attention and participation today, and we look forward to engaging further around our progress for both a Balama restart decision and the progress at the Vidalia project in Louisiana. Thank you very much for the attention.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.